Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
The Leadership Pipeline. How to Build the Leadership-Powered Company by Ram Charan, Stephen Drotter, and James Noel. Second edition. Foreword. This model has changed the dialogue at my table, says the CEO of a major fast-moving consumer goods company. We now focus more on strategy and talent, not just revenue and volume. The leadership pipeline idea and model has helped us push accountability down the organization in a coherent way, says the CEO of a major mining company. It has freed us at the top to focus more on the future, while lower levels drive productivity and early operating results. We are now focusing our coursework on the right skills for the right level. Our succession planning is now anchored in reality about what potential means and what it looks like. I can do better coaching of my people, given the improved clarity of expectations for them and for me. The overwhelmingly positive response to the first edition of The Leadership Pipeline has been most gratifying. Our discussions with readers and our work as consultants have provided us with invaluable feedback about the pipeline model. Feedback that has helped us make this model even more effective in practice than when we first wrote about it. We want to pass on the lessons we've learned so that companies can maximize the pipeline's value. Since the first edition of this audiobook was published, we've worked with over 100 companies using this framework. Many of the best and most successful corporations in the world have adopted the leadership pipeline model as the core framework for their efforts on the human side of their business. Built around the common leadership passages all leaders go through, it helps organizations select, develop, and assess, based on specific responsibilities and work values at each leadership level. Our approach to revising this work is a bit unorthodox. We decided not to go in and change the individual chapters with all new examples and context. The listener will notice we talk about certain players in business who are no longer in the role they are cited in. Because the examples, although no longer all current, serve the point we are trying to make, we decided to leave them and instead add two significant sections at the end of each chapter. The first, Observations from the Field, allows us to update our model, share some additional stories, and add some advice based on almost 10 years of experience working with companies around the world. We have also included the answers to frequently asked questions. Our hope is that this new and improved version of our work continues to be effective and used easily by all. Preface to the revised edition. Observations from the Field. As we've worked with a variety of organizations to put the pipeline framework into practice, we found a number of serious flaws with development efforts that must be corrected to enable sustained operational and financial success. At a time when organizations are enormously dependent on internal development of present and future leaders, these efforts are falling short. Here are four failings the pipeline model is designed to correct. Deep-seated development errors. 1. Line management's dissatisfaction with human resources has not abated. We believe one critically important reason is the lack of an enduring central architecture. Imagine a company that has a chief financial officer, but doesn't have a general ledger, a budget process, a cost accounting system, and a capital allocation process that are tied together. That finance officer wouldn't have much success. Finance's architecture enables the entire organization to work with and talk about financial matters in a consistent way. Companies need an enduring architecture to focus on human resource processes and programs. The architecture